Jaipur Fort, Jaipur. From Amber, Amer, checking out Jaipur Fort is easy. It lies south of Amer and is a few hundred meters away. You can visit them after going through the elaborate superstructure, Amer. Not surprising I called these along with Nargur, a trinity of forts. Jaipur Fort. If you thought Amer was stunning, wait till you read about this. Perched atop Sheel Katila, Hill of Kites, Birds of Prey, in Nerevlis, Jaipur came about as a protection for Amer Fort. With a length of over 3 kilometers, it is 1 kilometer wide. There is an underground passageway that connects Amer with Jaipur, hence they are considered a part of the same complex. Named after Jai Singh II, who built it in 1726, it bears a structural and architectural similarity with Amer. Like Amer, even Jaipur has a charbagh four-quadrant garden. The bulwark skirts the hilltop and has slots for cannons to fire. Little wonder as it earned the reputation of being the foremost cannon foundry near the Mughal Sultanate capital, Delhi. In fact, Jaivana, the largest cannon on wheels of its times, is still displayed here. Structures within. Jaipur is a fortification, not a bunch of palaces. Water harvesting and conservation facilities, among other things, lie within its precincts. This facility is unique as they have cut its steps out of the rocks of the hill, and have not specially constructed them like most step wells in Rajasthan and Gujarat. An amphitheater overlooks the Jaipur city located on the foothills. Close by, you can spot the living quarters of the royal help. Its sloping ramparts provide access to structures above. The watchtower on a raised platform provides an excellent vantage for viewing the surrounding landscape. If you approach the fort from the steep winding road that precludes Amer, the entry is through a triple arch gate that punctuates the unending fortification wall surrounding it. The highest point after you climb this road accords a stunning view of Jaipur city in the evenings. When they built the fort, two old temples became a part of the fort, the Ram Harar Temple, 10th century, and the Kalbairav Temple, 12th century. The fort also houses an armory and a museum. The double peripheral walls of the fort allowed for movement of soldiers in an event of an attack. In fact, the guns stationed here were never used for any battle but were fired to announce the time. As they say, seeing is believing. After lockdown, make a plan and check it out. Next week, I'll have you hop over from this hilltop to another in this desert state. Till then, adios.